What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh yeah. It's man day.
It's man day.
It feels so good. Oh. What's your note, Steve? What's your note? Oh, stop this. No, a little lower. Ralph, this is your note. Just as I planned. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? Hello, my babies. We are back in the studio. My name is Arda Marine. It has been way too long. My co-host, my platonic lover, Aaron, is floating in a boat on a gay cruise.
Somewhere
in the Mediterranean. But the equivalent of a gay cruise in human form.
Yeah!
To my right, we have with us a man who, there was a listener who said, you're too dirty for her.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really? I think it might be dirty week.
Sounds like a pussy.
And a challenge. I'll show you. Hold my beer. I'll show you dirty.
I just want to warn you that he did text me. This is the man who actually flew in to do the podcast, and he's been drinking officially. I got a text which is, I'm only Ubering today, and I've been drinking. Thankfully, it's
safety first, ladies and gentlemen.
Thankfully, it's 120 degrees, mm-hmm. So I'm sure a lot of alcohol. A man who's 89 years old,
and I only own long pants.
But you might know him as Kenny Banyard from Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Heitner.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Stephen, we missed you. We haven't seen you since Nashville.
No, but I'm back now.
Oh, my God. And we can't talk about it yet, but we're gonna do a podcast that's going to get released tomorrow. We're doing another. We can't say what it is.
We're doing a podcast, but we can't talk.
We can't, but we're going to
This is going to go well.
We're doing
Shut up.
No,
this
we're doing
week in mime.
No. We're doing a live podcast that we can't say anything
about.
We can't
talk.
But it's going to be, we were worried it wasn't going to be possible to top Nashville.
No.
And what is on the deck, what is coming up, and it's going to be August 13th. We can't tell you where or what. It's better than Nashville.
We are riding Nashville. Nashville is underneath us.
Okay. All right.
Does that make any sense?
No, that was so gross. And you know what? We just lost that fan again. She's going to tap out until Padgett's
back. I told you it was too dirty.
Yeah.
Listen to what he said about Nashville.
Who does that to Nashville?
I love Nashville.
Steven, do you have anything coming up that you want to promote?
Oh my God, I don't even think of things like that. Yes. You know what I'm doing? I'm going back east, and I put this under Hello Bottom.
Okay.
And I will be doing two minor league ballparks where they're doing a Kenny Banya night where I will throw out the first pitch.
Wow.
I will sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
Oh my God.
And I will sell overpriced T-shirts.
Where are they? How can I see this?
Well, you can go. It's interesting you should ask, Garden. The first one is the Harrisburg Senators. That'll be July 21st.
Oh my God, I'm
go Sens.
Yeah, and then
I could kill myself.
Yeah, yeah. And then following night, I'm not done. The following night, it's the Bowie Bay Sox.
What state is that?
No, laugh directly in my face.
What state is that in?
Well, those are separate states, Arden. One's in Pennsylvania, then I jet on over to Virginia.
Is that a commuter jet?
I'll be in first class drinking free. I know that.
So things are going well for you. Things are going very well for you.
Yeah.
How did you afford to come down here to do this podcast?
Well, let me tell you something. When you date a flight attendant, all things are possible.
And how are things with you and Kyle?
He makes me feel like a woman.
Okay. And across from me, a man that actually has a job.
He's got two.
He does have two.
I had a tryout with the Bay Sox when I got out of college, and I blew out my knee. And
is that true? Were
no.
you a ball? Okay, this is a man. He hosts a podcast with a very famous man that was, I believe, in the parking lot a moment ago.
He was. He stalks me now.
He stalks me. He's like,
a famous man.
He turned around. It's a hockey jersey.
He was
lurking
like,
behind
what
me.
Are the podcasts you doing?
What do you mean he's doing another podcast? So, we're podcast buddies.
And of course I'm talking about Hollywood Babylon that he hosts with Kevin Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Garman.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
And you're also a DJ on K-Rock, aren't you?
I do the morning show on K-Rock here
in Los
Angeles.
That's a good ride. Have I mentioned the Bowie Bay Sox?
Go Bay Sox.
So does Kevin Smith show up at every single podcast that you do? And he was like,
He keeps an eye on me. He doesn't like it when I cheat.
Does he punish you?
So we need to do another podcast. Are you going to get a fat lip?
Would you go back? Is he going to punish you?
He's going to have to explain something to me. Yeah, I'm going to get a fistful of nickels.
Are you going to have to wear a jersey? A hockey jersey? Anyway, there we go. Do you have anything?
I'm wearing a Bay Sox jersey. That's what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, go Bay Sox! Can I interest you in a T-shirt?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
How much are they? Are they on your website?
20 American.
And they are?
They're on my website, they say.
Hellobottom.com.biz?
Yeah, they say, that's gold, Jerry, gold, and get them before the cease and desist starts.
And what is it? And it's steveheitner.com?
Yeah, I went with that.
Okay. do you have anything you want to promote, Ralph?
Just that we're taking Hollywood Babylon on the road. We're doing the Hard Rock Live in Orlando, Florida.
So you can talk about it when you take things on the road.
Yeah.
You can actually promote it so people are there.
We're performing there. We're
doing that sounds nice.
We're doing Caroline's in New York in November. We're doing Punchline in Philadelphia.
Okay. So things are better for you guys.
I'm just saying there's a bunch of stuff coming up.
I am vacationing on the Redneck Riviera with my son and my girlfriend and her son. We are going, I don't know if you know where the Redneck Riviera is.
No, I don't.
It's the area where Florida and Alabama.
Oh. Speaking of Alabama, I want to give a shout out.
Anyway, we'll be there 4 nights.
Okay.
Just hanging on the beach. What if they find you? What do they get? A cookie?
I don't know, but I hear
a T-shirt for $20?
Yeah.
It's gold, dear gold. They're only in men's large and extra large. I remember Wells wanted one in a men's medium.
What?
Men's.
Yeah?
Something else has been day drinking, I think.
Have you had a fumble?
Are we recording yet? Is this on?
I had a fumble of wine.
We're out of time, folks.
Wells thinks he's better than me with a men's medium. I remember Wells wanted a men's medium, and you only had a large.
I'm bringing all sizes, Arden.
You can't say. So, speaking of Alabama, this is my segue. You guys, we started a thing 2 weeks ago called Will You Accept This Rose Pets, hashtag WYATR Pets, where if you adopt or foster a pet, because in the summer season, a lot of pets get scared and they run away because of the fireworks and stuff, and a lot of the shelters are having to euthanize healthy pets. And so we actually, this week, we had our first three adoptions.
Oh, my God.
Two of them were in Alabama.
I remember when this podcast was fun. All right, what'd you do? What'd you do? You saved a kitten?
No.
What'd you do?
Two chihuahuas, because they're used as...
Two chihuahuas.
But I paint portraits. Here's the portrait. If you adopt, here's the portrait. Here's my first portrait. This is a gentleman named Drew Riley, and he is with Hazel and Audrey, and I will paint your portrait. And Laura Simpson just adopted a cat named Oliver, who was due to be euthanized, and she adopted him. And we have some on our website, and they look like they want to kill themselves. So, but people are adopting, so if you do it, I will paint a terrible portrait of you.
There's also six available in the alley behind my house, so those are available. Please get
them. Anything else on the community bulletin board, Arden?
I'm sorry. We saved three lives. We saved three lives. Okay, yeah.
It's Aristotle. A white elephant sale at the Presbyterian Church down there on Franklin.
It's at the Bayside. The Bayside. What are you punching? What are you singing?
Bow socks. Bay socks. I'm going somewhere.
All right, I have two things I want to promote. I am on...
If one's a bake sale. I'm walking the fuck out of here.
I am on...
He said fuck. Why isn't he dirty?
No, you can say fuck. I said I will be on season... I am on season two of Steal the King. That is on Tuesday nights of CMT.
With Billy Ray Cyrus.
With Billy Ray Cyrus and Joey Lauren Adams.
I watch Joey it because Kevin it Smith. Follows Nashville, on okay. which Steve is on top of.
Well, you'll see me.
I ride that Nashville.
I play Caitlin. I'm sassy but sweet. And I will be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, California.
Bay Area. Bay Sox. Bay Area.
This Thursday through Sunday with my t-shirts.
Oh, no.
With my t-shirts. Okay, let's get going. Let's fucking get going. All right? Here we go. This is the wrong week.
First of all, I'm looking at this fine-looking man sitting to my right.
Yeah.
Because I like to do directional when I'm on radio.
Yeah.
It helps.
Aristotle or Ralph?
We do not look that different.
No, you guys.
We're not dissimilar.
You remind me of a more presentable Dr. Lupe Hull. Roger Rose.
Roger Rose also has
that look. The three of you could be brothers.
Yeah. And yet I think we both have that same, like, I'm thinking you're feeling the same way. I'm pretty convinced I'm better looking than you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. It goes without saying.
It's that delusional thing.
And yet John Henson is better looking than both of us. So, you know.
Oh, my God, John Henson!
He's another one in the club.
And he's got the stripe. Like he's got the stripe in
there. Well, that is weird. Yeah.
That is weird. Anna, here's your copper pin from our fan. Look at, somebody made these for us. They're Copper the Dog. And they have a blue. You can click on Facebook.
We haven't seen much of Copper in the past couple episodes.
No, well, she's international, like Johnny Depp, that dog, when he went to Australia. Yeah. Did I slow things down by talking about the pets? Should I do the pets at the
Johnny
end?
Johnny Depp spends $2 million a month. Did you see that?
On doing what?
That's his nut.
You know what? When you get that many hair weaves, I feel like once he became Jack Sparrow, once he got into like, okay, stop puddling.
Well,
you're just doing mine.
No, my wire is messed up. I can't hear myself.
You might be. It's because you're drunk. Did the mescaline just kick in?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God.
That's Johnny Depp's scarf budget for the month.
Let's discuss, will you accept this rose?
Okay, here we go, you guys.
Six are left when we started the episode last night.
And now, you were saying this is not your favorite time of the season. Now, why?
The dog days of Bachelorette. Because all the good stuff, all the drama, all the infighting, all the intrigue.
Speaking of dogs, we save dogs.
Oh, my God. Should I do that at the end of podcast? Is it a buzzkill?
I should do it at the end.
I should do it at the end. I should do it at the end.
That was gold, Jerry. Gold.
Oh, that'll be $20.
I'm sorry. I think I see a lawyer coming up with a cease and desist.
Run, Steve, run.
You've got to go fast. It is actually Larry David.
He's got a dart gun.
Yeah, it's Larry David.
He's going to trank you and drag you out of here.
Okay.
No, because all the infighting, all the drama's done, and now it's just the slow romance dinners and stuff. But then we get to hometowns and family, and we start to ramp up again with people being upset.
I agree. But I do like, I appreciate not having to deal with the challenges, like the husband material challenge with vacuuming and clogging out a sink. Like, we don't have that shit anymore.
But we also don't have, keep your name, my name out of your mouth.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of that.
No.
People screaming at each other.
That's a great expression, isn't it?
Get my name.
You know what? I want to use it. But I can't imagine when I would.
But gold, Jared, gold. You know, that's not a problem for you. You fit that in everywhere you go.
Mr. Heitner, you've been upgraded to first. Keep my name out your mouth. Mr. Heitner.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to sing the national anthem.
Oh, you keep my name.
No, we're paying you. We're paying you, sir. We hired you. You are our celebrity.
It's called an introduction, Steve. Relax. Why my name in your mouth? because we have Ladies to tell people you're here, Steve.
Here is the officiant at his son's wedding. He's here to marry his son, Jack, off, the father of the groom.
That is awkward. Mr. If Steve I knew Hyman. That, I would have named him something else. Okay.
Get my name!
Out your mouth!
Okay. Okay. Before we get going, I also want to say, I want to cut to the end for 1 second. Those fucking coming attractions, poor Dean. That Dean, that genie.
Dean's
okay,
dad.
What are you doing, well, Steve?
I'm trying to get
you're
it.
Fucking, I have no audio
Dean's
now.
Dean's dad is...
What's the
why
problem?
Are you switching?
What is going on with Dean's dad?
Here
that's
go.
Like Baba Ganoush
in.
Going on there.
It's literally... Oh,
what?
Here, put those on.
On.
Put those on.
Oh, come on.
You've got a white guy. You've got a white guy in a turban with a gong. That's how he got cast. He's a hot man with a dad who wears a... He's a white guy in a turban and a yurt with a gong. I have... Okay, here we go.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean,
he's a swami.
I have a wacky...
He has a swami. He's a swami.
He looked like Charles
you called him
Manson.
A genie. He's not
he
a genie.
He looks like a Charles Manson,
that means he'd be living in a lamp if he was a genie. He's a swami.
I have a wacky dad. You can attest for that.
I like that. Because somebody said, what are you supposed to be? I'm a swami.
What is a swami?
I don't know, but it seems like it's a good answer.
Swami is a spiritual...
Oh my swami, God. By
hi,
the way.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Aristotle. Okay.
Well, what we would say is a swami is not your dad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. My dad is like a beached sea otter who loves tab and cake.
Right.
Okay. So
he's what you find at the bottom of a martini.
He is. He has been completely crafted out of gin, olives, cake, and tab. Mm. Like saccharin. Mm. Okay. Here we go. Here we are. We're in Geneva, Switzerland.
City of romance.
I have a question. Yeah. I don't know if this has been brought up because it just hit me.
Yeah.
But clearly we have our first African-American.
Yeah, everybody. It's the whitest countries.
The whitest countries?
All
We've
of
already
them.
Discussed this?
We can talk about it again.
No, but I don't really have anything to add. It's just
Denmark, Sweden, and Switzerland.
What is that about?
It's balance.
Well,
they don't want to lean too heavy to the dark side, so they got to keep everything balanced.
Paget is such a paranoid, like she's a conspiracy theorist, but she thinks it was all pre-sold before they knew who it was. But they were like, what are you going to take them to? Like, Nigeria? Like, what are you going to take her to? You know what I mean? Like what
Detroit.
Are they going to do? You know what I mean? Like, but we were saying maybe Italy or Spain or Portugal.
Well, they go to Spain, apparently.
Yeah.
They visit España next week.
Yes.
Oh, do I?
It is the whitest. I mean, truly, I'm a very, very white person, and that's even white for me.
And the cheesiest. A lot of cheese in all these countries as
yes.
well.
Yes.
The cheese belt.
I want to go on a date. They set out all these spreads. I want to be the first person to go on a one-on-one date and just shove my face with food. I want to eat every fucking thing at the table.
Do they?
No one ever eats on the
Nobody ever
yeah,
eats.
Nobody
no one
really
ever
eat.
Eats.
Nobody eats at that thing.
I want to eat all of it. Apparently, it's for the audio. Okay.
What I want is some woman to buy me a watch.
Oh, my God. Or we're getting there. We're getting there. So we're at the Hotel Royale. They check in. All the guys have to high five and jump onto the bed.
Right.
That guy, like, it was Brian with the new cheeks and face, the chiropractor. He's 37 years old, high fiving and jumping onto a
Does
bed.
Does he have new cheeks?
Yeah, is this a theory?
Where are we
getting
that
I don't know anything about this premise.
You guys are so behind.
What?
By the way, Ralph.
What?
Who is your pick?
Oh, yeah. Let's not even look at the big board. I had.
DeMario. DeMario, Jack Stone.
I was the worst pick
and
ever.
And then Fred.
Jack Stone with the eye.
Jack Stone
with the
of Stone and Stone. Yeah, we did. Somebody found a video of Brian with the new cheeks from he was on a dating show on UPN in 2004. Katie, will you pull up the photo that we have on our Facebook page? They found a video. He was a dating contestant on, like, it was called, like, The Player on 2004. And his face is settled as the season
It was gone. Sunken? Was it sunken?
In the beginning of this
implants?
Season, he was very Madonna cat-like, like the first episode. Uh-huh. And it sort of settled in a little bit. But his face is, we've had a lot of people sort of doing, so I think he got cheek implants.
Yeah.
But he was on a dating show 13 years ago.
A lot
ago.
Of these guys worked the circuit.
But he's 30.
Is that a circuit?
But he's 37. Wow. That was 13 years ago.
He knew what he wanted at a young age.
Yeah.
Why begrudge
true.
The man?
Okay.
Do we have auditions in Harrisburg? Or?
I don't believe so.
Steven Heitner, ladies and gentlemen, get my name.
Get my name.
Okay.
Ouch,
so then Rachel shows up and she's really cute in a white sweater cape and white pants and she blows in and she's doing it differently today. She's doing 3 one-on-ones and 1 3-on-1. Were you surprised that she went right to Brian or not at all?
Not at all.
Well, initially, yes. But then when she went to the three that she was serious about, then it all made sense. Mm-hmm. When it was clear, the three on one was like, okay, I'm going to lose these two guys that I've never spoken to. I am dropping the two, you know, the Star Trek guys that get beamed down.
Yeah.
Red shirts. These guys, the red shirts, these guys are dead.
Right. But Brian, I feel like she just humped in the air hanging off of the high jump in Norway. Okay, here's Brian in his new face.
Oh, wow. He could have just been young.
Yeah, that's called younger.
Your face changes.
That's called younger.
Not look like I did in 2004.
Not everything is surgery.
But most people's cheeks don't get fuller as they age.
They lose their baby face.
Yeah, right.
The structure stands out.
Yeah, he gained
No, the structure stands out because the fat goes away.
Here's him now.
Right.
I have a bigger bulge now. I didn't have surgery. I did not.
Just a pump.
Bulge. I would have rather had you just jump out and jizz on my feet than say the phrase
That's still
bulge.
Possible.
No, not again.
That's still possible.
Not again.
I'm not disconnected.
This will be your second cease and desist letter. Will be no more jizzing on the feet. No means no. And your bulge. 2 inches of twisted fury. Okay.
Completely functional.
So then... They go on their one-on-one date, and
she just wanted to make out with him. That's why she was hungry for him. She took him first, I think.
There were so many shots of that geyser, like, in the background.
Yeah,
just exploding. Uh-huh. Every successful date got, like, 18 geyser shots.
It's like the 40s rocketing. Movies when the train would go into the tunnel, and the fireworks would go off. They couldn't show the sex, and they had all these visual euphemisms. That's what we're talking about.
I wish they just had a close-up of Chris Harrison's hand doing this, like, finger in the hole, in and out of his own hand. Yeah, just...
Sticking his tongue in his cheek.
And, like, his Four Seasons suite, like that's if they didn't have a if the geyser wasn't working.
He's got the best gig.
Isn't that the truth? So he then shows they, up once a show.
Oh my god, it's the greatest. Oh, you could be Chris Harrison.
I think he's already taken.
Yeah, you're right.
They already got one.
I can't be Chris Harrison.
of course you can't be.
What you look right at me?
You know what he is?
We're identical. I could not be Chris.
You're saltier. He's more.
Right.
He's more
bland.
Commercial.
I'm more wallpaper.
I'm more what?
You're saltier.
Saltier.
He hasn't talked about his bulge.
Cue the geyser.
Yeah.
You know what? Ralph has
never.
You
don't have to swallow.
Ralph has never been so aroused. Ralph is more of a gentleman.
Oh,
right.
He will make the geyser joke, but he would never come at me talking
about
his bulge.
Let's talk about more gigs he could do that you wouldn't even look in my direction.
He could be. A Steve Heitner type?
Exactly.
Give me a Steve
Keep
Heitner
my name
type.
Out your mouth.
I don't
That's
actually watch.
Truth.
I don't watch Steve Heitner. He's too salty.
He's too salty.
Not available anyways in Harrisburg this weekend. He's pitching.
I need a Steve Heitner.
Pitching for the Sens.
I need a Steve Heitner type.
All right.
Okay. So she's rented a Bentley that she is the first bachelorette that she never drives herself. Even up at the mansion, she likes the take charge guys. He's driving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they go right to the Breitling watch store.
Breitling.
Clearly.
You think everything is cheese.
Clearly. Breitling.
Breitling?
I'm wearing like a $15 teen romper. I don't know about Geneva watch stores. Okay, guys, so these watches. Nikki Glaser tweeted me last night going, I think she bought the watch herself. Not a fucking chance.
No way.
Not a fucking chance.
I think there is a chance.
No,
I think it is because I think she got a huge deal on it. And they wanted to
do
the thing.
Steve, are you kidding me?
I've been called a lot of things.
You think all the guys buy Neil Lane's rings, too, when he shows up with the box?
But I think that this was a little different.
No. It's an exchange for promotion.
I am not remotely famous, and I've been given diamonds and shit. Like, people have given you, people give you shit.
That's like $100,000 worth of watch, what she bought last night.
No way.
I agree, but I think they gave her a good deal.
She didn't buy it. Not a chance.
All right. Well, I believe in love.
I just met the man and that sting.
What the hell? Cut that out. I'm sorry, Steven.
Takes two to tango, baby.
Can we do the apology?
She just wouldn't listen.
She would not keep his name out of her mouth.
We'll cut that out. Steven, I want to apologize to you. I just insulted Steven. I wanted to see here's our traditional apology dance.
Yeah.
Steven, I'm so sorry.
I need it up here. I need it up here.
I think you have the best bulge in Harrisburg. I love you, and I will buy you.
All right, so we're at the watch store.
The faux watch gift.
So
she's like, no, I just picked this up for you.
So then
she's Madonna.
So then they get the gift. I'm really sorry, Steve. I don't mean to be salty. I just got the gift.
You're just worried about retaliation. You're so full of crap.
No, I am sorry. I don't actually like to be mean to you. I love you so much. You know I love you so hard.
I have feelings. Continue.
No, I'm not a mean person. Okay, so then they got the watch, and then they literally tongue kissed so aggressively in front of that watch salesman.
Yeah.
Like, that guy had to, like, that was the payment. It's like, okay, they'll get the watches for free. Not only do you not get paid, you have to watch the grossest tongue kiss.
And he's like, let me watch. He had those gloves on. He had the surgical gloves he was handling the watches with. Yeah. He got out some lotion.
His bulge was, and it was like cut to the geyser shot.
Exactly.
I like the way she kisses. She gets wet with it.
No, yeah, but he's gross. He's gross.
Oh, I wasn't watching him.
But you haven't noticed that they add slurping sounds in, like they did for Josh's pizza.
She's not doing some little pursed lipped kiss. She like gives you
no,
a kiss.
No. She's physical. She's. Yeah. I like that she's into it.
Me too.
Okay, so then they go on a boat ride and they're kissing, and she says this is a forever gift. And then,
Well, that was an interesting line.
Yeah.
He said that.
He did?
He said this is a forever gift.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
a really good watch. That's what he's saying. It's going to last forever. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying?
It's a really high quality watch.
The durability of the watch.
This is a timepiece.
Wow, I didn't get that at all.
With another woman someday. The kids that I have with a white lady, they're going to love this watch when I hand it down.
This will tell time long after this bitch is gone.
So then they go on, and she says, Brian has this quiet, strong confidence about him that is very attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is sexy already, but you sprinkle in that little bit of confidence on top of it, and that's what she said. Uh-huh. And then... They're back at the hotel. Dean and Peter are talking, and he's like, he's a 37-year-old man. He's been living alone in Miami. He spent the last 17 or 18 years of his life swooning and sweet-talking. At this point where he's gotten good at it, we wanted to know if that Rachel needs to see if they can go beyond that. And what do you guys think of that?
Well, I'd like to say something that really kind of shows where I'm coming from when I say, since when did 37 become old?
Yeah, tell me.
I know.
Preach, brother.
Huh?
I know.
Gee, what are you supposed to be? Are you supposed to be married with two kids by 37? That's called a trap. Stay out of that trap.
Okay, Steven, it's
okay. No, don't stick
that
on
tick
me.
Is back. That tick is
Steven,
back, Steve.
Steven, you're a wonderful father. You're a wonderful father.
Now?
Yeah. How old were you when you had your kid?
45.
That feels like a good age.
As I said, functional.
How old were you when you had your children?
45.
That's a great age.
That's right.
I
had ladies to disappoint.
You know what it is? I think...
Cue the geyser.
You know what? I will say Steve Heitner has always done well with the ladies.
You know what? I above my head. Always above my head.
You've always had very very foxy ladies.
Make them laugh, make them breakfast was always my motto.
Ooh.
But close. I went with humor and hygiene. If you can do humor and hygiene, you got it over 90% of the guys
there. Did you always make breakfast? What was your breakfast that you would make?
My go-to?
Yeah.
Omelets. I was the omelet king.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Good for you.
Flip an omelet, too.
Oh. You do the like the crepe pan.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would do a morning DJ thing where in the morning I would just jump up and start putting music on.
Oh.
And I got a little nickname as morning DJ.
So here's my question.
Did you do it with Steve? Did you get a little morning DJ? Yes. Yes, I did.
He is a morning DJ.
Right. Oh. That's what I was wondering. Do you give away tickets to concerts and things?
I only pretend.
He just shoots. He shoots t-shirts at them out of a t-shirt bag.
Taking calls. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead. Time and temperature.
Now, when you would do this in the morning, did you want, like, you didn't want to hit it and quit it. You wanted to see them again.
Ideally, yeah.
I just jumped out of bed because I didn't want them to expect morning wood.
Oh, right.
So,
Are you not a morning wood guy? Huh? Are you not a morning wood guy?
Well, you know what? It happens, but, you know, you wouldn't want to rely on it.
It's like, I'm such a night owl. Don't come knocking on my door in the morning.
No?
Oh, my God. I'm just so tired. I get crazy at night. I mean, I am wide awake the later it gets.
Yeah, you are.
But my understanding is you don't put out at night either.
Oh, God, no. I only put out from 12:15.
What is the window?
12:15 to 12:32 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, on nice. Tuesdays. Yeah, and if you get me the right time, I might be at Rock and Roll Ralph's, and watch out. If you're in the dairy aisle, I'll get out. I made love to an old Russian woman.
And there's a cancellation fee, right? If you book an appointment and you don't deliver, there's some sort of fee.
Oh, there's a big fee. Yeah, I'm gonna cyber stalk you. I'm going to post bad photos on there. It's not pretty.
See, that's why I always made breakfast. I want him to have a good experience so that it wouldn't come back and bite me in the ass later.
That's good.
What was the breakfast? Is it a pancake?
Omelet. The omelet flipper.
An omelet flipper.
I can't. Did you stand up? Did you ever do stand up?
No. That's not true. I dabbled for like a minute.
Have you guys literally never met? I feel it's so strange to me. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I'm a huge Joe Schmo fan. Is that all right to put out there?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's very kind of you.
I like that show so much that it was one of those shows that while I was watching it, I was like, I hope this is going to get canceled at some point.
Yeah.
You know where you like a show that much? It got canceled a couple of times.
Yeah. We did 3 seasons, like 8 years apart.
Yeah, wow. I love that show. I love that show.
And you love Eurotrip, right?
Yeah, and Eurotrip. You kidding me? It's on loop at my house.
That seemed less genuine.
Okay, so then...
Steve's getting it today, by the way. He's getting beat up here. I don't know. I feel bad.
I was a callback. They didn't know because I said, when Steve Letter, he always brings up Eurotrip. It's just a hangover from the one time I got him. Okay, so then... So then she's like, I like it. I like you call me on my stuff. I shut down and I like someone that's not going to let me get away with what I do.
Yeah,
like,
we all do while we're dating.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
don't
like that in don't a relationship. Call me on my stuff.
Exactly.
You know what? Yeah. I need my stuff. Yeah. Stop calling me on it, okay? Yeah. I'm protected with my stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
How about that's you put a sponge on it and get in bed? Is that right?
Put a sponge on it.
Is that right?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Hygiene?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Is that a contraceptive sponge?
I know. I'm like,
do they even make those anymore?
I couldn't figure it out. And then I was like, is he telling her to go clean?
No, I just wanted
like,
to,
clean the bathroom?
Like a horse bath.
We just lost 3 more viewers. Listeners.
I told you, he's really dirty.
He was so dirty. Okay, so then, and I will say... My mother, the only time she's listened to this podcast, literally, she's listened twice. Both times she turned it and she goes, I listened to your podcast. I turned it on and I heard Steve Einar saying he could have sex with me.
Yeah.
Twice. Right. So then we called her to apologize.
And then she didn't turn it off.
And then he said it again. We called her and he reiterated to her on the phone that he could have sex with her.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so then...
Could physically, or the potential was there? Yeah. There's a difference.
She drives me crazy. I'd go straight through a romper.
We all wear rompers. My dad does, too. He looks wonderful in it.
Yeah. With his tab.
A marine romper wouldn't stand a chance.
My brother Alaric looks great in his romper.
Speaking of family, can we get to the key thing about the whole date?
Yeah. Okay, so then...
The most important part?
Okay, yeah, so then we get to... So he asked for an earring. He got sent to boys' school. Mm-hmm. And then... Okay, blah, blah, blah. So then she's like, why are you still single? Like, have you taken somebody home to see mom? Mm-hmm. He says, we went to a wedding in Colombia. And the way he said it at first, it sounded like they got married in Colombia. But it's like, no, they went to a wedding.
I thought he said he had gotten married in Colombia.
That's what I felt. And then he was like, and then she broke up with him.
When they got back.
Because of his mother.
Right.
He didn't say what happened.
Yes.
Now, he's Colombian, right? He's a Colombian, and he's got a Colombian mama.
Is there a flag worse than the red one? Because that would be the color.
God, that's bad.
Is there a worse color?
Bait now.
Mauve, purple?
Mauve.
Mauve?
There's so many things wrong with that.
Mauve.
There's a moth. There's a big flag of a moth.
Yeah. It's the worst color flag.
So many things wrong with that.
Okay, talk. Let's see. I mean, you're right. Trust me.
First of all, if you're a 37-year-old man and your mom is still calling shots in your life with the ladies, huge dysfunction.
Basically, his mom, and he didn't like go chew his mother out.
Straighten mom out. Go have sex with her.
Well,
that'll teach her a lesson.
Chew your mother out. Are we talking about your mom again?
Those last 2 seconds of the...
It's sitting right there.
You want to know what's...
It's on a tee. I'm only human.
That's like... You want to know what's happening right now? She's somewhere in Little Compton, Rhode Island. Go, you know what? I will... will support Arden for the day. I'm going to put on.
I'm going to tune back in.
But I'm going to go to like minute 25.
Just going to punch in real quick.
I'm just going to fast forward. I don't want to hear her talk about her dog paintings, her dog painting business that she's working on. And let's just see what's happening this week on The Bachelor. And that's what she heard.
Chew your mother out, which you said.
Okay, so.
And then what kind of mother is this? That he has, that is wreaking this kind of havoc in his personal life. Right?
A nightmare.
So we get to meet her, though, right?
I can't wait. Although we didn't see her. We saw him getting chewed out by her sisters and him going, I need a minute. And her going, you don't get it.
Yeah, but those coming attractions, how long did they make us think that Lee punched Kenny?
I know.
How long did they make us believe that?
How long did they make us believe that Peter was going to say, I don't think I can put up with this?
Yeah, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Turns out he's like, when things got at their worst, I thought to myself, I don't think I can stay.
And they also made it sound like, and then they never even aired that clip. There was an audio of him like, somebody speaking over a wood saying, not dumb wood, saying, I knew she was crying and it was something I said that made her cry. And that wasn't even in the episode, but they made it.
But on the part you're talking about right now, I want to get before I forget. What? He said, I drove away and she was waving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what is that? That's
Peter. That's Peter.
Oh, that's his
Peter.
That's Peter.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay. So then she says, when I'm with Brian, I feel like I'm in a fairy tale. He makes me feel like I'm definitely his princess. All these women who have princess fantasies, playing out. All of this princess thing, like JoJo's mom saying.
I don't have that. Do you have a princess? Do you want a princess?
I did at a certain stage in my
life.
You did? Why?
Because I think I had a prince fantasy. I had Prince Charming fixation where I was going to protect a woman or take care of her or step in and be her savior. And then once you recognize, you grow up a little bit and you recognize that's not functional on either party, that you lose that.
Not unlike the leader of the free world, I want a Russian with a bladder problem.
Does she have a bladder problem?
No, the Russian
professionals that he got the videos.
Oh, Arden.
You got to pick up a newspaper once in a while. Play along.
No, trust me, the dossier, I'm so hot. I just don't need you to know.
You're preaching to the choir, sweetheart.
Oh, my God, you're just getting hotter.
Yeah, that's right. I'm winning.
I got a Rosie the Riveter thing. It's just going crazy right now for
me.
I'm winning. I'm winning.
I'm going to hire that Henson guy now to play a Steve Heitner type. What's his name?
John?
I'm hiring John Henson now. Yeah. You've been Heitner.
You got Heitner.
He's under the spell.
You get my name out your mouth.
That's the truth.
He got Heitner. Okay. So then they gross kiss. Cut to put on your Sunday best. We're at Dean. Dean. So Dean is so sweet. He's so young. He's all dressed up. So Ding Dong gets a watch and a Rolls Royce, and Dean has to go to French church.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
French church.
We're going to a Catholic mass. Neither of us are Catholic. And it's in French. You speak French? You guys barely speaks English.
And what? What church?
You sure are pretty.
Yeah. Look at your favorite dinosaur.
Oh. I love Dean.
It's come on.
Flowers for Algernon with that kid. The pills.
Love the reference. I love the theater reference.
I feel like what church would allow filming of their mash with the Bachelor in there?
Yeah, churches are so discerning.
The church of the huge donation.
Have you met their MCs?
So then they go outside after the awkward church, after they meet people at coffee hour, and it's like, how long have you been married? 40 years. 40.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's amazing.
So then they go out and they go dancing in the street. There's a guy with a cat on a turning thing, and they awkwardly try to dance in the cobblestones in the street. And then they go and basically, it's not as bad as her date with Will in Sweden, but like he doesn't know what to say. She's trying to get him to open up. He's shut down because he's thinking about his
dad's a swami.
Sultan.
Who can think of anything to say when your dad's a swami?
His dad's going to fly in on a flying carpet any minute and start thinking a whole new world.
Hey, look over there, a geyser.
His dad's going to fly in. Magic carpet.
I can show you the world.
He's a musical comedy dude.
Oh, my God. He's a musical Steve Heitner type. Okay, I know you are, too. You can sing, too. And then, So she starts. So then she's like, Dean, Dean, open up. And he goes, do you believe in the tooth fairy? And then he, so he clams up. And then basically, and then he says, you're so pretty. And, and it is.
Which is always a panty dropper.
Yeah.
That usually, a woman can't even control. She hears those words, down they come.
You know,
she's been waiting her whole life to hear that.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like there was a moment in my life where I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
Let me just move this romper aside. Okay. So I think. But when you meet his dad later, you see that's a legitimate reason to jam the circuit. So if you're 25 years old, he's the only like family member left.
But do you think he really cared that she was going to see him or that America
everything,
was going to meet him?
All of
I think
it.
All of the above.
Cameras.
Yeah.
And he probably hasn't talked to his dad in a while. And his dad, frankly, seems kind of like a dick.
Right. You think?
Swamis are supposed to be these spiritual sort of guru types. He's like, what's your fucking problem, kid? Right. You're still upset because your dead mom didn't like you?
And it looked like he had a laptop there.
Dude, it truly was like.
It was wood powered, though. It was a word printing laptop.
That's all right, then.
It's like the Amish shoes.
It really, as soon as we saw Dean sitting in front of a gong, I knew we were in trouble. Before we cut away and saw what he was sitting next to, he was in a gong in a yurt. Well, I knew we were in trouble.
Not to make this about me, but it made me feel better about my parenting. Because if that could be your dad, and
trust
you can
me.
Still turn out like Dean.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, how bad can I do?
I mean, to be honest, I have a tough dad, and it made my dad seem like the dad of the year. I mean, that dad was like, oh my God. And I've got a great mom. I've got a great mom.
But let's
mom.
Give him a chance. I'm sure that was just a
judging.
Clip to make him sound bad.
It was truly like.
But do you bring any girl home ever if that's your dad?
No,
right.
You don't go home.
So that's why this guy was freaking out.
Well, of course, I'm sure. And I'm sure he was like, can't we go see my friends? And I'm sure the ABC producers the second they got a glimpse of the turban. We're like, oh, no, we're going to Aspen and we're going into that yurt.
And we're giving your dad a spinoff. Bachelor
that
in yurt. And it's going to be all the people have to go there and date. And he's going to be making drinks for people.
He's the Jorge.
He's the Jorge.
But he's
season.
Really salty.
Next
he's
episode
salty
of Yurt the One.
Brian will be on with me with a new chin.
New chin.
Poor Brian. I still don't think he had plastic surgery.
Yurt the One. Anna, what are you typing? You're missing everything.
What the hell? What are you doing?
You haven't laughed at anything.
Right.
What are you doing?
You make funny people feel worse about themselves?
She has a new boyfriend. Are you texting? What are you doing?
I see.
Again
with the fucking
the
pets.
Shelter pets always bring it to regret.
Oh, my God. We're saving lives.
Oh, my God.
I helped a salamander across the street. You get a cookie.
You missed the whole flying in on the magic carpet.
By the way, the Don Rickles line is good by me. You get a cookie. That's fine.
He's not using it anymore.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, you're right. He's still alive.
Do you want to sing the apology song, Heidner? Steven Heidner.
My notes up
I'm
here.
I'm so sorry.
My notes up here.
I'm so sorry. Yurt the one.
It's my note.
Yurt the one
it
for me.
Up here.
Are you going to tell my mom Yurt the one?
Oh, yeah. Of course I am.
We're going to call my mom. So we're going to do a little podcast that's going to air tomorrow that where we reveal where we're going. Going on August 13th, so check in tomorrow and see. We're gonna call my mom, and
you
can serenade Yurt the One to her. Okay, so then don't you dare try and like verbally finger blast her.
I'm gonna move that romper. You kidding me? That Tokyo Drift? That's the Heitner Drift. I can slide that right.
We just lost four more listeners.
Yes.
We just lost four more listeners.
The Heitner Drift.
Oh, my God.
We have one person left by the end of the show.
How insecure.
I made a Tokyo Drift reference. That's only 10 years old.
The kids love the Fast and Furious.
Hey,
I know. Yes. What are you talking about?
How? That was funny.
That's Vin Diesel.
I'll give you a cookie.
How insecure were you guys feeling that Anna wasn't laughing at your jokes?
Well, it's like she's putting spikes in her eyes while we're trying to be funny.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, how are you, Anna?
I'm good.
Oh, man, something's going on over there. She's like having
I'm not intimidated enough, the future is female t-shirt. I got two strikes against me already.
Lord.
No
and she's
laughs
looking
and
hot.
And
she's looking hot. She's got a hot new fella. Okay, so then we hear about the tough dysfunctional patriarchal family is how he phrased it. And that was very accurate.
Yeah, that guy's patriarchal?
Yeah, he was an alpha douche.
What are you talking about?
The guy in the turban, the genie.
First of all, Swami. I'm going to look up patriarchal, and I'm going to have an opinion on this. But patriarchal, I think, like, he seemed like he was like a Swami.
Yeah, but he was really alpha.
He was alpha. Let's go dune buggying, and let's do this. He said he wasn't ever about feelings.
He never talked to his dad, and he was saying, you got one foot in the past. Like, he might have a turban on, but he's still like a salty douche.
I see.
So then they kiss.
I know. I'm American.
So then they kiss. And they kiss by the geyser. No letters, please. And then they kiss by, and they kiss again by under the tree, and a rocking geyser happens there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, so that's done. So two roses are out. Mm. So then we cut to Peter, and she looks adorable in her pom-pom hat, just like Lapland, Finland. Mm. Mm-hmm. They go in the helicopter, and they go over the Swiss Alps, and they see all those, what are all those bright yellow fields that they passed?
I
was it Russian hookers with the dossier and sprinkling the fields?
Sounds like Ivanka got there early.
I am not well versed in the ways of the Swiss, so yeah. I don't know what they were growing there.
I've been to Geneva, Switzerland, spent some time there.
Oh, now you're in. Now you're in.
Thanks for joining the show. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Now you're in.
And I've driven all through that area, like through the Alps. I went to the car and drove through them. And those are just like large fields of flowers. They're really pretty if you drive through them.
Steve, wake up.
Have you painted pictures of them like I painted of the shelter plants?
So they're giant fields of flowers?
Thanks for clearing that
beautiful
up.
Beautiful when it's really
why do they grow
spring
them?
I don't Swiss people, I don't know.
To sell or is it,
are
no,
they,
is it a
wild crop flowers?
Yes. Technically, I believe yes.
Now, when we were in Nashville.
They're really beautifully, and they're like just very picturesque. That's probably why they were going.
When we were in Nashville, Anna was single. When we were in Nashville, Anna was single, and doesn't she look like she's downright getting it? She's getting it.
Oh, yeah.
From 11 to 11:27 on Tuesday.
Dinner is being served.
She's getting it. Yeah. Doesn't she? She's having a sexed up glow.
Oh, there's a spatula going on right
there. Look at her.
Omelet flip in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just going with the food thing.
There's a morning DJ happening for Anna.
Yeah.
She's getting more.
What do you like? Duran Duran? What do you like?
Who does it, Steve?
What are you going to play for my mom?
Oh, she's going to get Tony Bennett. Yeah.
Oh, she'd like that.
Yeah,
she'd like that.
Well, I'm a pleaser.
You know who else she loves? And I'm taking for her 75th birthday. We're gonna go take her to see
Jose Feliciano,
Madonna,
Bruno Mars at Madison Square Garden.
Your mom's into Bruno Mars.
Loves
She's
him.
Hip.
She loves him. Mm. And she also wants to go see Britney Spears in Vegas.
I'll go do that.
Oh yeah, we were gonna go see that. We're gonna. Okay. All right. Maybe
will
not.
Will I be the only 50-year-old man in the front row? I don't think so.
Hand check. Keep them where I can see them, pal.
So then they go on the dog sled. You did it again. Get my name out your mouth. So then they're on the dog sled. And my vision for this flyer is I want Rachel and Peter on the dog sled with Heitner's face on the back of the guy who's operating the sled. And then Ralph and I, our face on the dog.
I have no problem with that.
That feels pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Can I be the one that poops?
Oh, yeah, my God.
That was in the outtake.
That was great.
That was the button.
And then the shot, like I'm sure, I know they had different camera
angles. Oh, is it called a button?
Okay.
Really, outtake didn't say it.
Wow.
If it was an outtake, it wouldn't have been in the show, would it, Steve?
No.
Would it have?
Wow, I'm an idiot.
Do you remember that camera angle?
I remember it.
Did you make a morning omelet?
Thank you, DirecTV.
I did, yeah.
The camera angle, really, really, they could have picked any number of things, and they really went, it's like an upskirt, but in jeggings.
Yeah,
right.
It's what's she wearing? Jeans?
Jean
leggings.
Oh.
What are you wearing? Jeggings?
I only have long pants.
Jeggings. You're just like your jeggings. Heitner, your bulge, to show your bulge with the jeggings. Okay, so then they go, they're kissing under the fur. They have a nice chemistry. He's my favorite.
He's the real deal, at least. He's a real person who has real conversation.
A couple of gap-tooth freaks, as far as I'm concerned.
You think they ever get locked when they're kissing?
Yeah. Like, good luck getting those horns out. Yeah.
Like, oh, great, you got to turn your head counterclockwise. It's like a Rubik's Cube to get their mouth separated when they're making out.
How's that Michael Strahan addiction going?
For God's sakes, there's a bridge you both can wear. Make you presentable.
They only like Sandra Bernhardt. Stand up. So, but he does seem like a real guy.
Yeah, and he's legit. Like, look, I'm not going to propose to you if I don't feel like we're going someplace.
She didn't like that. She
well,
a
because
lot
it's
of,
real.
I know. She likes a lot of validation.
Yeah, she does.
Well, what I don't like is, like, with one guy, she says, oh, you need to get more real. And then this guy gets real, and she's like, oh, not that much.
I know. Yeah. I don't like the truth that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me I'm pretty.
I like it hard.
Ask me about dinosaurs. Ask me about dinosaurs. Not that hard. Say for it. Apples. Apples. I like apples.
I like apples.
So then, So then she asks if this is the first black woman that he'll be bringing home. And he says that this is the first black woman that I've dated. And then she said, talking about, why are you still single or whatever? And then he cut to the weird story about dropping the girl off and him not forgiving himself for her crying in the driveway, waving.
Yeah. Waving? Cut. Was she waving come back? I don't understand the
oh,
waving.
Oh, that's a good
thought.
No, I think
she was waving goodbye, but still tears were streaming
down
her
face. She was waving goodbye.
But she was crying.
But
she
didn't
have a heart.
No, he might have been crying.
He was the one who was leaving. He
broke
packed
her
his things.
He made it sound like
he ended it.
He ended it. He said, I really broke her. Like, I
really hurt her because he left her. He packed his stuff
right, so
up in the car
so the waving, I'm making too much of the wave.
Yes,
I think it
are.
Was sort of like
the direction of the wave is
focus more on the crying, less on the waving.
Right. I felt like it was like maybe he left like a lost puppy by the side of the road and couldn't
come with
much
the dogs
like
and
our
the
cats with our shelter animal.
Which reminds us,
I will paint you a portrait.
Spay and neuter your pets, everybody.
Right,
good night.
Exactly.
I am doing my entire podcast in a microphone that is long and has a tiny ball on the end. And you are all my Barker's beauties. Janice over here.
Bob Barker reference.
Okay, Bob.
For the influencers and millennials
my
out there.
My name is Rio. And I'm Rio.
How you doing, Anna? Where'd you go? What are you doing?
We stopped talking about the flowers. She doesn't care.
All right, so the waving didn't
she
matter.
She woke up for the flowers.
I was there once.
I was in Geneva, and they have wild flowers.
She's like animatronic Abe Lincoln, like at Epcot Center, that only wakes up to talk about flowers and then goes back down.
No one is free unless we're all free.
That is not true. I'm going to build a wall around everyone. You see the latest robot they just added to the display?
I can't wait to see that animatronic. That diorama.
Animatronic Trump.
That diorama that I'm going to build. Okay, So then she gives him a rose.
Yes.
So then there is a...
Which I thought there was a moment there maybe she was going to say, I can't trust this guy. I don't know if he's going to be around.
I know, but she was like, oh, now I want you more. Yeah. He sure is handsome, and he seems like a nice fella.
See, my wife said that.
He's very handsome.
He is the most handsome of the remaining.
Oh, God, yeah.
Michael Strahan?
Yeah,
by
far. I
didn't
see that at all.
Oh, my God. Although Dean is
Dean
handsome.
Is not a good-looking
no,
man.
No, Dean is super hot, too. But Peter's a man, and Dean is a hot... Dean is 25 or 26. I think he was 25 when they were filming it. She's 31. So Dean is absolutely adorable. Peter's like 31 or 32.
Dean? I mean, Peter's got a little salt and pepper going on.
I like that.
Yeah, every woman likes that.
Okay, so then look at that. Heitner on back of sled, face on dogs. That's you and I.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
You like that idea.
I had to note yourself. I've really got a good one. Yeah. When you've got it, when they come to you, fever dream, and you're scribbling.
You ride those nine dogs. You ride those dogs.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm on the sled.
My mother's not here. Please stop. So then.
Get the jeggings. Make sure you get the shot of the jeggings.
Oh, my God. So then there's a 3-on-1 with. I wrote down their name. It was the Penguin, who is Matt. Adam, who's the guy with the doll, and then Eric. And Adam goes, I'm calm and at ease. My relationship is probably stronger than anyone else in this house.
He's the best.
That was crazy. She had never spoken to him.
Who are you?
He is delusional. So
right.
I love people. It's like those people you see in American Idol in the first like audition. Yeah. When they go in there and they can't sing and they come out saying, oh, I crushed it. I'm definitely going to
Hollywood. Yeah.
He's that guy. He just believes whatever.
I wish I had an ounce of that confidence.
Right?
Like, and he is like, seems to be a nice, optimistic guy. You got to meet Mama Jean and Papa Gina and wherever he lives.
You want an ounce of confidence?
Oh, my God. Are we having a moment? I've known you for so long. Is this our moment?
It could be.
Oh, my God.
We've known each other a long time.
A stumble of confidence?
Stumble confidence.
God, I never saw this happening this afternoon, but I did put on my best romper on Rosie the River.
Look, it was Eric and two guys we had never met.
Right.
Oh, you're not flirting with me anymore?
No, I'm done with that.
Okay.
Back to business.
Now I want you even more.
No, now you come at me, I got to go.
Okay. No Duran Duran for me. Okay, so
her
then
name was Rio.
So then they go to France, and Adam toasts to. You said it was going to be difficult. It was the weirdest toast.
Oh,
yeah.
He doesn't live by it. He doesn't know the word difficult. He doesn't spell it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to pronounce it. He doesn't care for it. Nothing is difficult.
He's never tried to get those hair off his anus, has he?
What?
No,
what?
I'm saying. I'm like Wait. Something that's difficult.
Do you wax your anus? Sure.
No, I'm saying it would be
difficult. I think it would be an opportunity. See, I look at it different. I don't believe in difficult. Yeah, it's my chance to shine.
All right,
cross town bus is difficult. Shine always the way I always shine.
Yeah. So luckily, you were born hairless. You were born hairless.
Nothing is difficult.
So then, Eric is very sweet. He's never going to win, but he's a sweet. He has had. He wants to be a shoulder for her to lean on, and he's had a hard life.
Okay,
that poor guy.
Did anybody consider that she had to bring one African American to the final four?
Yes, she had to.
Look, she doesn't want any of those guys in that 3-on-1 date, but she had to give a rose to the African American guy just to keep it kosher.
Yes, and he was sweet when he said, "You don't give yourself enough credit." He was like,
"I think he speaks beautifully to her."
He is
actually
a really lovely. He's sweet and he's lovely, and I hope this experience is. Open him up so that he can go find love with somebody else because he's a nice guy.
And I think this has brought out the best in him.
He's
no,
very
serious.
Yeah, he did calm down. Like he was getting really triggered by the experience, and it seemed like he actually was. Usually, people can't get it together, and it seems like the past few weeks he actually has.
Yeah. I think once the racist guitar player was out of the picture, it was a lot easier for a lot of the black guys. Quite frankly, that helped.
You're
too.
Absolutely right because they were getting played by.
Was he racist? I didn't get a sense of that.
You didn't get that
I loved his playing.
Yeah. You mean the
Why?
Melodic.
He was singing my tune.
You mean the Grand Wizard General Lee.
Yeah. That Abe Lincoln beard wasn't fooling anybody. We all knew how he really felt.
Speaking of it, Abe Lincoln, you have nobody as free
as everyone is free.
I have never brought a black woman home either.
Okay. So then Matt is up. And Matt.
Listen, fellas, real quick on Matt. If you've got the Matt hairstyle, if you've got the cotton ball in the front of your forehead and everything else is missing for about 3 inches and then your hair continues, you go ahead and shave that, son. Feel free. Feel free to take that right off. Take that to the skin. Take that. That's a number one. It's a number one on the shaver. You just zip it, pal.
How come I talked about hair and it was so weird?
You put it on your anus.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of hair, I got to say, it's for a Steve Heitner tick. Heitner or not, you're head of hair. I was just drinking in your hair while you got quite a head of hair.
Easy, lady.
Wow.
Stop drinking my hair, would you please?
Look at that hair.
I would if it were real.
Is that real hair? Is your hair real?
Best toupee in show business.
You've got such a tube. You've got a good head of hair.
Yeah, sure. I'm hairy, yes. Yeah.
You just mentioned, yes. We've heard.
It's all over. Why do you think I don't wear shorts?
He is wearing shorts.
Long pants. These are shorts.
It looks like he's wearing flannel pajamas, but those are shorts.
No, I don't own shorts.
It's just hair just tumbling.
They're wildflowers. You should go to Geneva.
It's just hair tumbling.
Beautiful there.
Tumbling down
Tell
your
everyone.
Thighs. It's just tumbling down your thighs.
Yeah,
just like, hair, just ginger curls coming like, down your thighs.
Tell you, when you have the Heitner thigh. It's a collective.
What's the Heitner thigh?
It's large. But it used to be. It used to be.
How about James Taylor? He had meaty thighs.
He put them in a size 28 pant. Again, the singular, the pant. Always go singular if you can.
Oh my God, Anna's back, you guys.
Hey, Anna, welcome
nice
back.
To
good
back.
To see you again.
It's nice to have Anna back. She missed some really good stuff.
There were some singers flying around.
There was some singers
having a good time.
So then Matt. So Matt with the hair and son. If you're out there, you shave it. Number one,
take it to the skin.
And she was devastated. And she said, "Of all the people." All the people in this journey, you remind me so much of myself. You have meant so much to me.
How would she know?
And why is he leaving?
He's the penguin. Yeah. He was the penguin.
And then what I love the best about the goodbye.
Yeah.
She gave him a little soft kiss, a little wet kiss on the end there.
She is a
now get in the goddamn SUV.
Here's your parting gift.
With your champagne glass. He kept a champagne glass.
I guess I'm going to keep this.
I would have been like, can you top this off?
Yeah.
Where's the bottle this came from?
Yeah. And when she was crying, it was the first time. Every bachelorette gets the lash.
I'm blowing up.
Doctor Andrew Pastor.
Oh, no. Oh, the tests are in. The tests are in. That's not hair.
I'm sorry, Steve. You have moss. It's on the north side of your anus.
You have moss.
By the way, when you don't have insurance, you have to go to people called Dr. Pasternak. That's when you don't have medical.
Dr. Anthony Pasternak. That's not your response. Oh, my, you're like a terrarium.
It's growing. Everything's growing. I got to believe that's good.
You know what? At least you've got hair.
Yeah.
Or moss.
Everything's growing. Right. Nothing's dead. Nothing's dormant. Right. No dormant.
I think that's transplant. There's a nice patch to put on.
Yeah. I'm a supplier. Yeah.
You could have like moss eyebrows. Moss eyebrows and a merkin made of moss. So then.
Moss Merkin was my old radio name. What I used to do
Mornings with Moss Merkin.
Get my name
out your mouth. I used to do play by play for this, the Bay Sox.
That's right.
As Moss Merkin.
I'm going to meet that guy, and I'm going to tell him you said that.
Moss Merkin. Oh, my God. Okay.
Sadly, I'm going to meet that guy.
Oh, my God. Moss Merkin. So then she sends him. And so when she was crying, there are sometimes gals that are on The Bachelor. Caitlin, they all got these, like, lash extensions that are, like, yeah, they're, yeah, like,
her,
feather
her
fans.
Are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They all have, Lace had them last year on Paradise. It's like, they're, like, it's almost like a Vegas showgirl feather hat that they've, like, glued on to last for 4 months.
Why do that? Is that, like,
girls are doing that now. They just do it. They're, like, lash extensions, but you can get, like, Russian, like they're like Russian.
Because I can grow that for them.
Yeah, they're made of moss.
Yeah, I'll get a weave and I'll cut it and then I'll
do a line of work.
Yeah,
but so when they cry, they have to cry like with their hand, yeah, their fingers, yeah, pointed out because they've got their like it's like a full caterpillar is on.
Don't
their
you
lash.
Think she was forcing the tears too when the penguin left because she didn't really she wasn't that upset.
I
she
feel
was like.
Like
she's like squeezing some tears out there.
I think it's because she wants to cut Eric and she knows it's going to kill him. I felt like of the three of them, it's like now getting down to it, at some point she's going to have to cut Eric. That's, yeah, what I thought it was.
Well,
tries
I always
to cut
think
him. She's going to put a cap in her ass.
Yeah. Oh!
Wow, that was
no letters,
that was
please.
Awkward.
No letters,
that was
please. No letters, please.
I have to go to Harrisburg.
No letters, please. I do paintings. If you adopt a shelter pet, it's got to be a new one. I'm not painting your old pet. Okay, so then they're dining, and then and we have the final one. There is a meal, and they have Eric and this other guy. Who's left? What's his name?
Adam. Nothing's too difficult.
No. And he doesn't know the
difficult.
Word. He doesn't know
the word.
Difficult. Again, no hair on his anus.
And then she goes, she pulled Adam aside, and she goes, a part of me, you said a few weeks ago, a part of me is falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. Why did you just say it? Like, she was like, that threw me. Why just a part?
Maybe my least favorite thing she said the entire.
I know. It was like, and you're going to cut him anyway. So, like, why do you care that he wasn't, like, all of me? And then
I'm sorry. I meant every part of me adores you.
Right.
And then he said, Mama Jean and Papa Jean. You got to meet Mama Jean and Papa Jean. And then and we learned about Eric from Baltimore. And he grew up on the mean streaks. And he's so sweet. And then she cuts Adam. And he goes, she made a huge, almost like in Pretty Woman, like, do you work on commission? You just made a huge mistake. Right. Massive, huge. Like, and
but didn't he make some sort of reference like, I don't want you to regret this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll regret
when you
it
look
if
you back and you realize you should have chosen me, you're going to beat yourself up, but I want you to be gentle.
And whatever you do, don't call it difficult.
No, it's not difficult.
Nothing's difficult.
It's an opportunity.
And then we had the previews. So it seemed like there's some more. They're going to Spain. And then
apparently Lee comes back and punches Kenny.
Finally.
We meet the Sultan Sheikh of Aspen. We have.
He's a Swami. Sultan or a Sheikh.
No letters, please. No letters, please. And then we go to what?
Where
else
would they send the letters anyway, Arden? Where is there an address? Where would anybody mail you?
It's called adding you now, Arden.
Pardon me.
It's called adding you.
No letters. Please.
No, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, send that at Arden, yeah.
So Peter's mom has like a
great
sassy
influencer you are.
Peter's mom has a sassy haircut and she's like, is he ready to get engaged? And she's like, I don't think so. What do you guys think of all this?
Did you for a brief moment think Peter's mom maybe was trans when you were watching? Come on, for a minute.
I did not.
Thank you. Anna's laughing.
You know what I thought?
Did she?
I'm trying
to think if she did look that way.
You know what I thought? I felt like...
I was like, oh, this is like... First we got the Swami, and here's the next big reveal, is that Peter's mom is actually a transgender, which would be fine.
That was a Brady Bunch episode.
I felt like...
You're mistaken.
I felt like...
Jan was afraid she was going to turn out like her aunt, who was transgender.
I felt like... Her haircut was, you're in a small town, you know, the cameras are coming, you're like, I'm going to get something fun.
She went sassy for the
She rolled down to the supercuts
with her friend, she pulled out of a magazine
and said, give me one of these.
Yeah, her friend Mary was like, you know what, let's get you TV ready. I'm a hairdresser, I've got my license, I'm going to do something fun.
Let's young you up.
She had the classic, can I speak to the manager haircut.
Anna's back.
You know what?
She came in, she was...
So much stronger than that wildflower. Crap.
You gotta build, Steve. You don't use your A material right out the gate. You're right.
No, it was the only thing. Well, gentlemen, who are you rooting for before we get to our tweet of the week and our email?
I was thinking, and I said this to the wife, I am not really impressed by anyone. Usually there's one season where I have somebody I really can pull for.
You were out last season. You were out. You got to pick somebody.
Played this game last season,
You didn't like anybody. Yes. So you've got to...
But Peter. Peter is my favorite of the remaining.
Thank you. You go strong.
I go gap tooth, salt, and pepper.
That's Peter.
That's what I'm going. Yeah. I'm not going to call him Peter.
Sorry.
It's a comedy show.
It's his name.
Gap tooth, salt, and pepper. I like Peter.
I hope
who,
I don't
who
meet
do you
him.
Like? Who do you like? Gap tooth, salt, and pepper?
Yeah, I'm all about gap tooth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All
right.
Lock those teeth
will,
in that makeout session.
Anna, will you?
Is everybody picking the same person?
The
tweets. He's the only choice.
Arden, are you gap tooth, salt, and pepper?
I've been him the whole time.
Excuse me.
Can I see the board? Did you pick him? Is he on the board?
Where's the board?
Well, no, I mean.
So not the all time.
He's not on the board.
So when you said all time, you lied.
No, I had Alex.
He's at the bottom of your board.
But that was just from seeing.
And Padgett had him too.
But that was just from photos. So from the first time I met him out of the car, I was like, well, hello, you.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think Peter. I think
Brian.
Really?
If I was Peter, I would not want to watch these dates with Brian. It would bother me because they're so...
Can you say that about any episode, any season at this point?
But they're extra... No. Yeah, of course you can. I wouldn't want to watch that. She is so hot for him.
Their sexual energy is...
Yeah. She's so attractive to him.
Those cheekbones.
It's like Steve and your mom. It's that kind of attraction.
It's right there.
That kind of sexual energy can't be denied.
Okay, you guys, we're going to do...
What's going to happen?
Will you join us? And we're going to do tweet of the week and emails. Is that all right?
Are you kidding me? That's what I live for.
Lower your voice like
that.
I'll do anything.
It's been such a joy having you both here.
Time has flown by.
It sure has. Three hours? That was amazing.
I like this combo.
It's nice. Like looking in a mirror.
How does it look? It
looks...
I feel like I'm masturbating.
Here's my notes up here. He's too dirty.
My notes up here.
I can't listen to him when he's on.
He's too dirty. Okay.
All right.
This is a very special tweet of the week.
If this is about a dog, I'm coming over this table.
The guy's.
You too can save a ferret.
The guy's photo is actually of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing an all...
We're having a bake sale for gerbils. If you buy a gerbil and a brownie, then you also get one of these magic pins made of ceramic, and you put it on your baseball cap.
Okay, so we love our fans, and we have a super fan who really consistently tweets us very funny tweets. This is an all Seth Vatt tweet of the week. He has 5 tweets.
Wow.
He's the only one that's in contention.
These
are all Basebone one.
Are you looking for him to donate or something?
He's owned this. I'm really hoping he adopts a pet.
Did you find out that he's red?
Maybe he'll buy one of my shirts.
Yeah.
I hope he buys one of...
He's really funny.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Seth Vatt. Okay, here's tweet number one. We've got five choices.
So we have to pick from Seth's collection of tweets.
Yeah, so there's 5. We'll narrow it down to 2, and then we'll vote.
It's a lot of steps.
Okay, ready?
Can we just go to one?
No. Seth Vatt. Okay. I see myself in you the most, but I have to think about my Instagram account now. I didn't read that right. Okay, take that.
That is so Seth. That is so
Seth! You want to hear the good news? There's four more.
I can't breathe.
Oh, my Lord.
Let me reread that. I am a professional. I will be performing all weekend at Rooster Teeth Feathers. And you can expect delivery like that on my punchline.
Yeah, you might have heard him with the delivery.
I see myself in you the most by having...
All right.
Can we just send him a shirt or whatever happens?
There goes a donation.
All right, we'll move on. That's not the winner. Number two.
I don't understand the first one.
Yeah,
I didn't read it right. You read it.
I got it.
Get your readers on.
Oh, there's hair on my glasses. I see myself in you the most, but I have an Instagram account to think about now. Again, I don't understand it.
Okay, moving on.
It's not even good if you read it right.
Right.
Okay, do you want to read them all?
No, I want
to. Okay, number two. Rachel's faith is very important. I'm sure she'll have plenty of come to Jesus moments in the fantasy suite.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better. Head in the right direction. Yeah.
Number three.
He said come.
And Jesus in the same sentence.
Number three. Must have missed this Craigslist ad. Quote, fake couple seeks balcony string quartet to fake play box St. Matthew's Passion.
He should have said come.
Okay, number four. Rachel's looking for Swiss white people watches in a white Hillary pantsuit, and there's not a dry crotch in New England.
That's
good! Yay! Yay! Seth came through.
That was my favorite.
He said crotch.
Okay. Okay, number five. You read this one.
Scandinavia. These locations can't get any whiter. Switzerland. Hold my beer.
All right. I think it's the crotch.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Yeah.
Said that. Must have missed this Craigslist ad. Quote, fake couple seeks balcony string. No, that's
no,
not
what?
It.
What?
That wasn't good at all.
He didn't say crotch in that.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
Oh, Seth's never going to tweet again.
Oh,
Seth. Now I feel bad.
Yeah. He is our favorite
we
tweeter.
We love Seth.
He always wins.
And Seth Moore isn't more.
Rachel's looking for...
Edit, Seth. Edit.
Rachel's looking for Swiss white people watches and a white Hillary pantsuit, and there's not a dry crotch in New England.
Yeah!
Seth, I blame it on my delivery. We were all out. Anna, we were round. Were we not?
We love Seth.
We love Seth. Sure, so back the fuck off of Seth.
No, that was sob. Seth at his best. Sob.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to do the whole thing. Yeah, I know. I did it in my head in like a second.
And you know what?
You have an email coming up?
I have emails, but I'll
do
them.
Did Seth write any of them?
I will do the emails in our...
We got 10 from Seth.
It's so Seth. I'll read them in our podcast that we post for tomorrow, which is going to announce where we're going to be and what's happening on August 13th. That way we
some
don't...
Some of us get cut out, and some other people get the beauty of the email.
Don't be that
way.
John Henson, don't be like that.
Just stupid emails.
I didn't want to hold you hostage.
Whatever.
Okay, no, then I'm going to read it.
I hate your emails.
Okay.
I hate you.
Then I'm going to read them. Ready? Here we go. Jacques-Henri Hutchinson. And this is at rosepodcast@gmail.com. He writes to us, so my girlfriend got me to watch Emily season of The Bachelorette when we first started dating. Being an African-American male, I'd never really watched the show, partly due to lack of diversity.
Understandable.
Blah, blah, blah. 5 years later, I would have to consider myself a full-fledged member of Bachelor Nation. I mean, it's so bad we have to watch seasons of the show from other countries just to get our fix. I just so happened to find your podcast this morning and was late to work because I had to listen to the whole thing. I blame you, you know. Anyway, you have now become our essential replacement for After the Final Rose. Keep doing the Lord's work. And thank you, Jacques-Henri Hutchinson.
Oh, Jacques.
Jacques. Well, my thing is, like, what do you call when you take a little bit of the show, like a little sound grab? Is there like a technical term for that? I want a little grab of when Arden was reading the email and she said, for lack of diversity, blah, blah, blah. We could just...
Are they complaining again?
No letters, please. No letters, please.
If we could just grab that. If I can have that, because I have shaving to do.
No faxes, please.
Is that the new podcast? Yeah. Racism Today with Steve and Arden.
Diversity, blah, blah, blah.
No faxes, please.
Upset white people, the new podcast.
Oh, my God. No faxes, please. Okay, so then we have another one. Here we go. Becca. Oh, this was a good one. Okay, Becca French. This is a very good one. Arden, Aaron, Paget, Rob, Katie, Anna, and constituents.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy to be no residuals.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, this is actually one of my favorite ones we've ever gotten. My sister and I are sitting in our car outside of our grandmother's funeral waiting for our family to get here before we go in.
She mentioned what she's wearing?
We wanted to... Okay, Steve, this is her grandmother's funeral. Black. I'm guessing black.
Oh, black. Yeah, of course, black.
I'm guessing black. No emails, please. No letters.
She should have said so.
No letters, please. We wanted to reach...
But it'd be pretty weird if she were wearing white. That'd be pretty
lack
weird.
Of diversity, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. By the way, my mom just texted me. She's driving home from... She's ready to talk.
Big dog gotta eat.
Gross. We want... Oh, God, that is so...
Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of dogs, I will do...
No.
I'll do a painting.
I will do a painting if you adopt one of our... Not your
I'll
own
I'll do a mosaic
dog.
Using tiles I found in an old shipyard.
I painted that fucking painting.
All right.
Okay.
So she's in the car.
Outside of her grandmother's funeral. We went to blah, blah, blah. We wanted to reach out and let you know that your podcast has made this week not only bearable, but full of laughter and, snicky snakes. That was me doing Kenny.
Okay.
Having 4 hours of The Bachelor and 2 episodes of your hard-hitting journalism has been a perfect and very healthy coping mechanism. I'm a researcher at a children's hospital, and this week I had to read medical records of children who had passed away of terrible diseases.
Holy crap.
Not what I wanted to be doing while grieving, but re-listening to old episodes kept me inappropriately giggling all day long. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. They went to the Nashville show. It's the hardest she's ever laughed. And we just want to say thank you so much. You are doing the Lord's work.
That's why we do the show right there. That's why we do the show.
That is why we do
that's
the
right,
show.
Arden. Well, Arden, we use your name. We're constituents.
Right, constituents.
Yeah. But we say Arden's name, and that's why we do
we
the show.
We do the yeah. show for that.
That's
it
exactly
is.
Right.
Yes.
And truly, if you guys come, it will be just as insane August 13th. You actually have a real job and might be grieving, but that is why we do the show.
That is why.
And quite honestly, that's how my family grew up. We get gallows. I mean, it's like, I think my family, that's like, you can only...
How your family... your family grew up?
No,
she didn't mention
grieving.
Prescription medicine.
No, I mean like
she,
grieving.
She didn't mention that at all.
Not one tab.
Grieving. That's true. A lot of pills. Yeah. Grieving. I feel like my brother and I would be like, you know, I appreciate, because that's what we do. We have a little release of the laughter.
Absolutely.
And then you go cry. So that is why we do the show.
I like that letter. That was beautiful.
Isn't that
and
nice?
More power to
her. She's amazing what she's putting up with.
It's awesome. And we actually had another one like that, and I don't know where it is, but I will find it for the next one. And I just want to say, and I will read. So like us on iTunes, and with so many fun Facebook posts. Anna, you've been really killing it on the Facebook posts.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Is she arguing for a salary? Is that why you're doing that? Yeah.
She needs
for
it.
A salary?
She needs that. Clearly she's got one foot out the door. She only wakes up to talk about flowers. In the past, she was all over it. Now she's in love.
She's got a man. She's exhausted.
She's exhausted. Yeah. She's got a man. We got actually a lot of fun. People actually gave us some nice fun reviews on iTunes. We got...
Steve's too dirty.
We got on... From Maggot, so
Maggot?
Many numbers. 5 stars, awesome. I hardly even watch The Bachelor, but I love this podcast. Arden and Aaron are hilarious, and the constituents.
And the constituents.
Please keep doing the podcast.
The constituents, thank you. Like the worst improv group ever.
Keep coming my name out your mouth.
The constituents.
Coming to the stage, the constituents.
I need
a location and an occupation, please.
At a minor league ballpark.
I have a lot of hair. Where is it? Where is the hair? Anus, I'll take anus.
Oh, my God. Wow. We've really been through something here. Is there anything left that needs to be said? Is there anything you guys want to say? Is there anything?
I think we've said it.
Mostly. Ralph, is there anything you want to say? We missed you.
I wasn't invited back until now. That's why you missed me last week. No, but it was the 4th of July. Nobody was home.
But now we got you right away. Quite honestly, we
Ooh, mommy and daddy are fighting. Harrisburg Senators, July 21st.
You know what I did
That's
last
been
week?
On down
I, you know, I love it here, and totally I'm always
you
happy.
Have to come, you have to come back.
When you call, I answer.
And
I,
my,
just not with Steve next time.
Last on 4th of July, my friend Lori, you know my
dirty.
Friend Lori. He's too dirty.
He's too dirty.
You
can't bear him.
He's so dirty.
Minor league baseball.
My friend Lori. You know my friend Lori. We did a podcast. We drove to the Bachelor Mansion. Okay. By the way, and if you guys want to follow her on Twitter, she's @RivalLori. And she posts all the Bachelor stuff that we don't look up. She posts like reality Steve stuff, but like fun, not spoilers, but fun gossip.
And
stuff.
I am at constituents.
We went to the mansion. It's right on the road. It's
someone's home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right on Canaan Road. There's no drive. It's like right there, and it looks like there's like no land. I mean, it was just interesting. It's literally, when they round the bend or when DeMario came back to talk, he was probably just walking up like Canaan. It's right on the road.
Yeah, that driveway's right off of. Yeah. Steve mentioned the Joe Schmo show. We shot at a mansion directly down the road from that one.
Okay.
So we used to pass
when he mentioned Eurotrip, we shot that in Prague. That's right, Prague.
When he mentioned the New Hampshire State Lottery commercial, I actually filmed that in Boston.
I did not know that.
I filmed it in Boston.
Crazy.
You think it'd be New Hampshire or New York? I booked it in New York, filmed it in Boston.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, guys, that was my first audition ever. I did book it, but the casting director said to me...
Did we ask a question?
No.
What happened? I had a flashback. No one's going stretch. No one's doing anything.
All right. The casting director said to me, it was for like a gangster mall, and I was like, you know what, Larry? So he goes, is that your shtick? Is that your thing? Because you know what, kiddo, that's cute at 22, but it's not going to work at 35. It's like...
Was that Seth? Because that's so Seth.
We have to call it That's So Seth. This episode has to be called That's So Seth.
That's So Seth.
Guys, what a week. This episode has been... You're the one who wanted to stay for the emails. I was trying to set you free.
I'm kidding. I would never leave if I had a choice.
Girls, you're both pretty. Is there anything you want
to... I did one of those timed Ubers. It's coming at 4.
To take you where?
To the bar.
Back to the bar.
Okay.
And you're going to Lapland. A little club down the street.
I go to a bar called Epilady.
Oh, okay. Is that to get your moss removed from your anus? Okay, ready? Here we go. I am going to play the outro.
Oh, good.
Bye, Ralph.
Goodbye.
Steven Heitner, Ralph Garman.
You guys are
Anna's back. And Aristotle.
Good times.
Aristotle, did you have fun today? Did you have fun today? Here we go. He's no Beowulf.
Here's my note I needed here.
Here's your note here's I needed note here. I need it here. Why is... Oh, we're not going to back it. Wait, no.
it's more like here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now
it all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.